Today's daf is about Metzia daf Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin moving right along through Elul Metzias. And yesterday we discussed the issue of Hashev Teshivim and Lo Sucha Lehisalem and Lo Sigzol and the Ramban about why is there a difference between if I pick it up L'shem L'hachzir and L'shem Ligzol in terms of Yeish, how Yeish works differently based in those two cases. That was yesterday's discussion. And now we are up to the next Mishnah, Chaf Vav Amabes. Continuing, when is there a mitzvah of Hashav HaSaveda and when is there not? So the Mishnah, two Mishnahs today, first one talks about Matzah B'chanus. Let's say I find money in a store. You walk into a store, you find money somewhere in the store. Sahari Elo Shalom, you're allowed to keep it because you have no idea where it came from. Rashi says, V'davar She'ein Bo Simen Koi. We're talking about something that does not have a simen. So you find it in a store, it's a very public place, many people there, so therefore you're allowed to keep it. Bein hatevel v'ulachen vani. Let's say you find it between the table and the storekeeper. Right, we know that the storekeeper puts his wares on the table and you put the money on the table and then that's how you switch. Let's say that this would mean like the counter. Right, the counter of the checkout counter. Let's say something is found between the checkout counter and the person taking the money in, so that belongs to the shulchan money, right? Because the stama from there, that's fell from the storekeepers. Therefore, it is his lefne shulchani hariel shalo. But what if you were in a money changer store and the money changer called the shulchani because he always puts his money on the table? So let's say you find something between the shulchani and you. So lefne shulchani hariel shalo. So you let it keep it ben kisi l'shulchani, but between the chair. Right, where he's sitting on the floor right next to him. So how you shulchani? You assume it fell from him, and that belongs to the shulchani. Halokech. So that's basically. So we use our heads, and wherever this might have come from, if there's a good chance it came from one person, then we give it back to that person. If there's no chance, if it's just public, and the person probably had yeush, whoever it fell from, because it doesn't have a simon, so then one is allowed to keep it. Last case, halokeach peiros mechaveiro. If somebody buys fruit from their friend, osha shilach lo chaveiro peiros, or my friend sent me fruit, umatzav ben mos, and all of a sudden I get home from the store and I see inside my apples is $100 bill. Right? So what's the halacha? Say, really shalom? Okay, you're allowed to keep it. Because where did this money come from? There's so many places where this might have come from. The Gemara will talk about. Maybe it came from the wholesaler, maybe it came from the workers that picked the apples, but there's so many people that it might have come from, so there must have been yeush. After all, there's no simon on the item. But if they are tied up, and if there's coins in a bag that are specifically tied up, so then you have to be machrus, because that is davar sheish bo simon, and therefore one would have to be machrus. Says the Gemara, Amar Belazar, afilu munachan al gabe shochan. When is it yours? You're even allowed to take it. If it's on the table, not just by in the case of the shulchani, not only if it's in the store, but even if it's on the table. So the Gemara says, Tanan, is that really meduyik in the Mishnah? The first line of the Mishnah says, Lefnei shulchani harei l'shalop, it's found in front of the shulchani, you're allowed to keep it. Ha al gabe shulchan, mashma, that if it's found on the table right in front of the shulchani. Right? Only if it's found somewhere in the store, meaning let's say on the floor somewhere, you're allowed to keep it. Mashma, if it's on the table, you're not allowed to keep it. Ema Seifa, while in the Seifa it says, Ben Kisei L'Shulchani, Shal Shulchani. The Seifa says, no, only between the Shulchani's chair and him, himself, that belongs to the Shulchani. Ha'agabi Shulchan Shalom. And other than that, you're allowed to keep it. So each line of the Mishnah gives a different impression. So Elameha Leka L'mashma Mina. You're right, you cannot prove anything from the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah just makes statements, and you can't prove either way from the Mishnah, because each line is mashma the opposite of something else. So forget the Mishnah in terms of making any diyukim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar. But what about Rabbi Elazar who made this statement? Rabbi Elazar who said that even if it's on the shulchan, you're allowed to keep it. Where did he make the diyuk from? Rabbi Elazar Haminale. Where did he get it from? So Amar Rava, Masdis and Kishise. You're right. The language of the Mishnah specifically doesn't show the Mishnah's hand in terms of what the Mishnah thinks. But it's still he had a problem with the lashon. Why? My Arya the tani ben kisei the shulchani, shel shulchani. Right? Why does it have to? Why did it say the case of Benkis l'shulchani? Listeni al gabi ashulchan. Wouldn't there be a bigger chiddush to say al gabi ashulchan if it goes to the shulchani? Inami matzav b'shulchanos. Or why did it just say if it's found in the store of the shulchani? So kidaktani reisha, like it says in the reisha, matzah b'chana shalo. He's talking about stores, and that's even a parallel case would be the shulchanos. Elishma mina afilu menachan agabi ha-shulchan ha-reilu shalo. So it must be, because it doesn't say that diyak, it must be, it, even if it's on the table, it could be his. Some rishonim don't have this girsa, this Rav Elazar, because we just said that you really can't be medayik anything from the Mishnah. So Rav Elazar was medayik something from the Mishnah, but our girsa has it that he was medayik from the fact that the Mishnah only spoke about one case, not about the other case. Okay, period. Two dots. Halokeach be'eretz mechaveiro. So the Mishnah continued and said, if you buy fruit from your friend, you happen to find money in there, right? You get home and you think, wow, what's this dollar doing amongst the fruit? You're allowed to keep it. So remember what we mentioned 2 days ago for the Rambam, that in almost every case post Yeyush, there is still lechatchila to be machrus, right? Lefnim mishur sadin. That's what the Rambam mentioned yesterday. Just that in all these cases, we have to keep that in mind, that the Rambam has said that in all the cases of Yeyush, there is a lechatchila, a lefnim mishur sadin. The Gemara mentioned to be machrus. We had a machlokas aposkim. Does that apply even by a case of zuto shalyam, where something that is avuda mikol adam, something that's totally lost? So it's not just a regular case of yeyush of one person, but it's totally lost from everyone. Is there a lefnim mishur sadin in that case too? That's a machlokas aposkim. But in terms of the,
it's only in a case where the back was simmon, right?
If there is a simmon, then it probably wasn't yeyush.
But there's
no simmon. That's the case.
Say, oh, it was my kind of
I'm saying, so you have to know. Really, make her then you're allowed to keep it. Make her then you're allowed to keep it. But there's still a lechachila to be makers. That's what we had said a couple of days ago on Amud Beis. Amud Beis of Dalat Amud Beis, when we quoted the story of that you're allowed to keep it. But Chayav Lahachris, the Gemara said, Lefti Mishur Sadin, the Gemara quoted by the story that Avu the Shmuel returned the donkeys even after a year, even though Yeyush had taken place. That was Chavdal Adam Abeis, what we learned. And that was that was in the Rama. Okay, let's continue. So it says the Gemara, Amar Yishlach HaMashim Rabiyanai, Lo Shanu El Belo Keach Min HaTagar. When do we say that you're allowed to keep it? If you buy the fruit, it's only if you buy from a tagar, from a merchant. But if you buy from one specific individual, so chayav lahachzer, so then you will have to be machzer, because lechora it belongs to him. Also, there was a brisa stated in the front of Rav Nachman. Lo shanu ela b'lokeach min hatagar, aval b'lokeach min balabayis, chayiv lahachzir. Right? Only if it's bought from the tagar, not from the balabayis. Why? What's the heter? So says the Rashi on top. B'lokeach min hatagar, sha'af hu lokach tfuazu mi'anashim harbe. This tagar must have bought fruit from many different people, so you probably has fruit mixed in. Let's say you have a storekeeper that bought fruit from 5 different wholesalers. He bought apples and oranges, wherever he could get the price, and he all mixed them all in. So there's no raya which way, which person this might have come from, and therefore, because of that iruv peiros, he's allowed to keep it. That's what Tosfos also expands upon. That's the issue of iruv peiros. First line in Tosfos, Pirush Rashi, shelokach ve'anashim harbe ve'iruv peiros yachad. Right, all the fruit were mixed in together, and therefore he doesn't have to return it. That is what Rashi and Tosfos both say. So says the Gemara, continuing one more line, Amalei Rav Nachman, v'chi balabayis ba'atzmo dashan. What do you mean? You say only from the tagar you're allowed to keep it, not from a balabayis. 1 minute. The balabayis himself went out to the field, the wholesaler went out to the field and picked and threshed and got the fruit himself. He probably had some workers do it. So there were probably a lot of people involved in the process anyway. So, how could you limit it to say, lokeach mibalabayis, that you have to return because it was only one person? That also is probably a lot of different people involved. So you also don't know there. So why should you have to return it to him? So Amalei. So Rav Nachman says to the one, remember this brisa was quoted in front of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, makes this comment that, hey, it must not have been the balabayis himself. So Amalei, asme. So he says, so the one who said the brisa says in front of Rav Nachman, should I erase it then? Asmei, should I knock out that brisa? Meaning, right, the Mishnah, as we know, as we mentioned many times, that has, Rav Yehuda Nasi put it together, and that has critical importance. Even if we don't understand it, you can't erase a Mishnah. You can say Chesur Mechsur maybe, and we didn't understand it in a certain way. But brises aren't as authoritative, and therefore, the one who's recording this brisa says, maybe I should take this out of my repertoire of brises. Maybe I should just leave it. So Asmei, Rav Nachman says, no, Amalei lo. You don't have to. Tatar game bastisan could go to dashan the avdav shivchazok nanim. You can make a new kimta in the Mishnah that would tell us that even if it was nidosh, even if it was threshed by someone else, it would still go to the balabais, right? Meaning he was threshed by his workers. Best by his avadim and shufchas v'akananim, and therefore there's no problem. You don't have to knock out the brisa. You just make an ukimta in the brisa. The Rashba asked the same question that we've asked the past 2 days on other sources, and that is, somebody gives you a basket of fruit, you find the money inside, so fine, you don't know whose originally it was, but what about a Kenyan Chatzer? Why wasn't he nicknamed a Kenyan Chatzer? Just as we asked yesterday on the case of the old wall, the new walls, why wasn't there a Kenyan Chatzer? We had the four or five answers in the Rishonim. Why that wasn't a Kenyan Chatzer? See here too, by the fruit, why don't you say it was a Kenyan Chatzer? So many of the yesterday's answers don't work. Yesterday's answer was, oh, maybe it'll never be found. Right, that was Tosis in the old wall. So here, it's in a basket of fruit. It's going to be found, right? Maybe it went in before the chatzir became his. So Lachor, he had the basket before he had the fruit. So what exactly are we going to answer here? So says the Rashba. He says v'ani omer l'fisha hatagar yodeya sheyesh pamim sheyimsu mos bepeiro shehu lokeach mikan uikan ve'em lo pnai livdok. Again, a very important yisod for Kenyan Chatzer. Even if something's in my Chatzer, if I basically realize it's there, but I don't have time to check, I don't have time to see if it's worthwhile for me, and I basically say, I know it's there, but you know what? Sell it anyway. So then Kenyan Chatzer doesn't work. Kenyan Chatzer is only specifically where I have it in mind, and I want it there, and I'm gonna get it. But even if I know it's there, but I know that by the time I get there, it's not worth it for me to have to check every one of my chatzers, my halacha chatzers, and therefore it's just going to go to the next person, then kinyan chatzer doesn't work. Another yesod that the Rashba adds for kinyan chatzer.
So yesterday you can't have yeyush on something that's in your chatzer.
So yesterday we said you can't have yeyush on a davar shebershusa from the Ramban. Correct. So I don't know if this is real yeyush. Sorry? Right. So this might be, he has yeyush about the whole circumstance. So it's even before, let's say, he gets to his rishus. He knows this is the way of the world, that things come into his basket and goes out of his basket. So it's not just having yeyush on a specific item, which might be in his rishus already. So I think it might be different. Here it's just a yeyush about the whole way the system works, and therefore he doesn't focus on it. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Afasim lohaisa bechlal kalelu. Simla was also included in all of these items. As the Gemara is going to ask, it sounds like we're coming into the middle of the sentence here. Right? The Mishnah says, even a simla was included in all of these. All of what? All of who? Previous Mishnah just said that if you find something in a basket of fruit, you're allowed to keep it. What does that have to do with this? So the Gemara is going to have to add in a few words what should be before this Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Nasi just thinks that we know Torah by heart. That's why he starts in the middle. Af asimla haisa b'chal kalelus. Asimla was included in all of these. V'lama yatzas. And why did it, just to foreshadow, the whole list of items in the Torah, the Torah gives a list of which items we have to be meshiv, which items have the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda applied to it. So the Torah lists off clothing, simla. So v'lama yatzas, why does the Torah have to give that specification? Lahakish aleha, to be makish to it. Lomar lecha, to teach me, when does Hashavas Aveda apply? Ma simla miyuched, sheish ba siman v'yish latovin. Just like simla is unique in that it has simanim on it, and it has tovin, people will come and try to claim it. So av kol davar, sheish ba siman v'yish latovin, chayim lahachris. So to all the items that have simanim, and therefore have tovim, then one has to be machrus. That's the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, as we mentioned many times. Now it's in the Mishnah, though, that only a davar sheish bo siman has the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The Tosfos just adds on the svara why we trust simanim, why don't we need edim, why are simanim enough? We'll get back to this also, again from the Achronim, but Tosfos just says, in the middle of Tosfos Ma, about the eighth line or so, the davka davar sheish bo siman chayev lahachzir. Why only a davar sheish bo simen or chayav lahachris? Da al yidei sheish bo simen yimtsa edim sheyomar lahem makir batem simla shali shahayu basimanim kach v'kach. But if you go to court and make this announcement that somebody gives simanim, then that's going to get the word out. People are going to start talking, right? Chavra chavra islay, and eventually edim are going to come and say, yeah, that's so and so's leather jacket. Oh, that's so and so's item. That's going to lead to edim. That's Tosfos Ashita. Simanim are going to lead to Edim. V'gama motzi lo yotzi asimla laharosa l'chaladam el mishitin basimanim avishin machzira lo b'kach. Even though a person won't give back basimanim, I'll wait for the Edim, but this will get the ball rolling. Because malcham domeshi shelo amarosa la'edim. You give simanim, oh, so it's probably yours. Let's wait for witnesses to come and they'll give the final identification. That is how Tosfos understands the issue of simanim, that it will lead to witnesses.
He doesn't get it back until the Edom.
Sorry. That's a good question. According to Tosfos, does he not get it back until the Edom come? Yeah. Sounds like that could be. Sounds like that could be. Again, remember what we mentioned from the we mentioned from the Achronim yesterday and 2 days ago. Again, just to review it a little bit now, and that is the clear questions two ways. Number one, why don't we require witnesses? Why isn't simanim? Why is simanim enough? Right, dinim aminus. Dinim aminus always need two witnesses. If I come to you and say something is mine, so then you know I've never. You owe me $100. So I'm not believed to say that. And all of a sudden, by the mitzvah of Aveda, we say, yeah, I come and I say it's even, not only, right, the pre-Yitzchak said, not only do we trust one aid, generally, but we need, you know, the person himself, which is usually a baldover. And yet that's the chiddush of Hashavas Aveda. We're allowed to do that. So says the, so that's what we discussed from the Pnei Yoshua, why we would trust the person in such a case. But that was the, that's the chiddush of Hashavas Aveda. Well, we're going to get to which type of simanim we're talking about. Pashtus, all the simanim that we're talking about are the simanim that are not the mufhakim.
Right.
Mufhakim are for sure able to be, if you have a simin, the best type of simin, that's not even in the discussion of simanim daraisa derabanan.
Right.
But that's what we'll have to talk about later on in the Amud.
The top part we skipped.
Where we get the simanim. So we're talking about, here.
Yeah, you have a good question. How would you ever be?
If you don't have the clear simanim.
If you don't have clear simanim.
Okay, so if you don't have the simanim of hakim, right, so then Tosfos gets into the Eidus issues.
Yeah.
But again, but that's the discussion of simanim darais or not. Yeah. If you would hold simanim darais, it would be good enough.
Yeah. The entire Gemara doesn't sound like it's much from Tosfos Gemara. I mean,
you're
not waiting for Eidus. And so Eidus don't come, what do you do?
Right, so you have to know exactly how literally to take that Tosfos, and what does he do with the Gemaras that sound like that even without the Simanim leading up to the Eidim. But just getting back to the question that we asked a couple of days ago, just to have one other answer to it, that is the Pnei Yeshua and Ksubas had asked, why do we need the person to give Simanim? Why don't we just say the principle of Bari V'Shema Bari Adif? That was what the Pnei Yeshua asked a couple of days ago. We mentioned it. The person who found it has no idea whose it is, and the person who the ma'abed said is mine. So we know the principle from Masechas Ksubas, Bari B'Shem Bari Adif. So why don't we say that works? The Pnei Yeshua had answered, there's a rove against the Bari. Right? There's a rove of the whole world, that it doesn't belong to you. So you have Bari against the rove, that's why it doesn't work. So if you add on, you know, Simanim, you add something on, so that will help. So I just saw another answer last night that I wanted to mention, and that is from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says maybe this is not a case of Bari V'Shema. This is a case of Bari, you're Bari. There's no Shema here. There's nobody saying that it's maybe theirs. There is, maybe somewhere out there, there is somebody who knows it. But that's what we would call a Suffolk Bari. There's no Shema here saying, I'm not sure. You're a Bari, nobody else is here. So that's a case of Bari and a Shema Bari. A Suffolk Bari. In that case, we don't say Bari V'Safik Bari Bari Adif. Only by a Bari and a Shema B'Fanenu do we say Bari V'Shema Bari Adif. But if it's Bari and a Safik Bari, says Rabbi Chanan, in that case we would not say Bari Adif. And that's why this case is different. So maybe out there is someone that will say it's theirs. We don't know. There's nobody here that's saying, I don't know. Maybe there's somebody else out there that would claim it's their item. We don't know. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. Maybe there's somebody out there. Maybe there's not somebody out there.
So by Bari, somebody say Bari Adif. And by Suffolk Bari, you don't
right.
say
Shema is, right. Shema is more, is Garua than Suffolk Bari. Correct. That's what, because we don't have a finish of a Bari Adif. Because you don't have your opponent here. And therefore, that's what Rebbe Elchanan suggests.
But the guy holding the Aveda is not being towing anything.
The guy holding the Aveda is not being towing anything.
Yeah,
right. He's alone here. He's alone here. Well, that's even a little different. That's the other answer I wanted to mention. And that's what the Stipler mentions about Basra and Simon Zion. The Stipler asks our question also. And he says, you know what this case is like? Atu, he says, Lamanda Amar Manali Biyatcha. He says, let's say somebody comes over and says, I owe you, right, this case of Aveda, you know what it's similar to? I go to Bez and I say, you know what, Reuven owes me $100. Where's Reuven? He's in Medina Sayam. So it's a Bari, and nobody else is here. What, Bez is going to be go down to his Nechasim and give me his property? Of course not. Of course not. I, Bari Yosheva, right, the other guy's not be towing anything. The answer is no, you don't say that. Bari and Suffolk Bari, the other person's not here. So then you don't say that Bari Adif. Right, that's what he says. The hamotzei eino bailim v'hasafiku im hu shel zeha tova o shel acherim v'acherim ha einam tohanim shema b'faneinu v'avibari lazeh v'idach lo yadanu matohan v'kihai gamna eino b'din bari v'shema bari yadiv u'dvarav zal nechonim u'pshutim. Says the stifler, I think that's why this case is different. Okay, just one other ha'ara on the Mishnah and then we'll continue. And that is, this Mishnah is the makar, the simla for the idea of siman and the idea of achraza. There is a discussion whether this is a din da'araisa or an asmachta. The Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, assumes this is a din da'araisa, but most assume that the chiv lahachras. If I have something, I have to be machras on a da'araisa level or a drabbanan level. The Mabit says, the Mishnah seems to say it's a da'araisa level, but other mafarshim seem to say it's just an asmachta, it's a drabbanan. Okay, let's continue. So, my bechal kolelus. Let's get back. So, the Mishnah started off in the middle of a sentence. The Mishnah said, simla was included in all these. What do you mean, included in all of what? So, Amar Rava, bechal kolavedas achicha was included in the statement in Kiseitse of all the lost items of your brother. And simla was listed there. So, ask the Gemara, Amar Rava, lambali, the chazav rachman ashar chamar seva simla. Why does it have to say all four examples in the Torah? So, tzricha, you need all four. Because of Rachman is Simla, if the Torah would have only said Simla, Hava Amina Hanimili Be'edim Degufa, V'Simanim Degufa, if it only was Simla, I would have thought Simanim only work by the lost item itself, on the item itself, the Simin on the item, on the Guf of the item. Aval Chamor Be'edim Deukaf, V'Simanim Deukaf, Imanlo Mahajin Alei, but let's say you have a donkey, and you give simanim or edus about the saddle, so it's not about the donkey itself. So there, maybe you would have said that you don't have to return it. The Rambam's lashon is, if you give a simon on a davar hatafel, right, on a secondary item, you would think you don't have to return it. Because of rachmana chamor. That's why it says the case of the donkey. Da'afilu chamar b'simani ukaf. Even in that case, you return the item. So then the Gemara says, Shar v'seh the kazav rachman alamali. So what about the other two words? Shar and seh. So Shar, the afilu l'gizas is navo. Shar it says, to teach me even regarding the shearings of the tail. Machlokas Rashi tells us, what exactly does this mean? Rashi says, even if you find shearings of a tail, you still have to return it. What's the chiddush? The chiddush might be, maybe it's not a davar chashuv. Maybe he was the guy was mafkirit. So maybe even that's why you still have to return it. That's the chiddush. Says Rashi. Tosfos says, Mimanafshach. I don't agree with that pshat. Tosfos and Tosfos Lagizas, the little Tosfos. Vim Tomar. Im Yesh Bashava Pruta Pshita. What's the chiddush of the shearings of the tail? If it's worth a Shava Pruta, then it's obvious. You have to return it. Like any item of a Shava Saveda. Vim Ein Bashava Pruta Hamatina Lakaman Beyashav. And if it's not a Shava Pruta, then you're putter. So Mimanafshach, why would you have to return this Giza? The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, a totally different pshat. What does Lagizas Navo mean? It means the Itzrich Shechayev Lagozaza Beita. You know what the is teaching me? That I have to take care of the lost item that I found. The second that I pick it up, like the Ramban said yesterday, I'm a shomer. And therefore, if I want these shearings to keep coming and keep up the value of the item, of the animal, so I have to keep shearing it. Even though each shearing might be less than a Shavar Pruta, maybe altogether it will be worth a Shavar Pruta, but this is part of my responsibility of taking in the animal. The Rishonim also discuss here, what if you find a whole item that's less than a Shavar Pruta? We'll get to that a little later. Is that different? But the shearing is not a whole item, and that's why Tosas has his issue. I'm sorry? And why Dafka the tail? Dafka the tail, the tail is the fattiest, you know, in terms of the most valuable. They talk about, at the Gemara, at the beginning of Pesachim we had, when we had the fake, the non-Jew who was trying to eat from the Karan Pesach, and he comes to the Tana, and he says, oh, right, that they tripped him up. He says, oh, did they give you from the tail? And he goes back, and that's how they knew that he was an imposter.
Did you have to take care of that? I
mean, sorry?
What's the concept of that?
But here, I guess it's just saying shearings. It says shearings of the tail. That's maybe according to Rashi, that there's only very little, and that's the Chiddush, because maybe he was mafkarit. Viter, so that's what the word shar means. V'sel gizosav, and a sheep, also is teaching me, I guess a shar is not really known for its shearings. Right? That's the chiddush. The shar, you might think, is known for his abilities, his meat. So even for the gizas navo of the shar, and v'sel gizosav, and a sheep, for its shearings. Says v'lagorav, v'lotav rachman, a shar dafilu gizas navo, v'koshik esel gizosav. Exactly. One is just a shar. You know, even the shearings of the tail of an ox. And then surely, regular shearings of an animal. So, El Amar Rava. Rava says, you're right. No answer. Chamor debar l'Rabbi Yehuda, v'sed avid l'divri akol, kasha. Right, Rava says, These two questions we don't have an answer to. Why does the Torah say chamor by bar according to Rabbi Yehuda? If you remember Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev on kalim in a bar. Even if a kli breaks in a bar, Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayev on that. So what does he do with the word chamor in the Torah? Because we darshan chamor v'lo kli. So what does he do with the word chamor? Sarach iyun. And said the Aveda, what does he do with set? What does everybody do with set? So tzarach iyun kasha. So those questions have to go unanswered. Period. Says the Gemara, ve'im ala glalim udasa. So maybe it's excluding galalim, right? That you have to include galalim, galalim meaning the fertilizer that is created by the animals. You might have said an owner is mafkir, he's not interested in that galalim. Kamash malan, maybe it is included. So Gemara says galalim mafkir mafkalu. No, he would be mafkirit. So therefore, you do not have to return it. It's automatic hafker. Interesting. Rashi here says, Afkuri mafkilahu lamisha tarachba. Person was mafkir to the one who was matriach. To the one who was matriach, he must have been mafkir. Says the Rashash, 1 minute. We paskin, two questions. Number one, we paskin that hefker laechad does not work. I'm mafkir this to these three people. It doesn't work. You need hefker lakol. You have to everybody. So what does Rashi mean? You're mafkirit to one specific person? Why does Rashi do that? Why doesn't Rashi just say, you're mafkirit? A person's mafkirit to anybody. Why dafka? To the one who's going to find it? So the Rashash assumes that this lashon is lav dafka, mafkirahu. It's just a shigra delishna. It's not, don't take this lashon seriously, because meikra din, it would not work. That's the Rashash's ha'ara. The other ha'ara that we have on this case is, it must be that he was afkuri mafkirahu. So Lechora, the Shach says that this must be then Hefker Belev seems to work. But a person says it. A person says, I'm Mafkir, Lechora not. He probably thinks in his mind that Hefker Galalim is, he doesn't want the Galalim, and therefore he's Mafkir it. And therefore this is a problem that the Achronim ask on the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchis, Pergal Milchis Aveda, the Aveda Midas Eina Hefker. Aveda midas, if I put something, like Gemara said a few times already in the Masechta, if I put something in a place where for sure it's going to be lost, I consciously put it there. So the halacha is, the Gemara says that there is no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. So the question is, are you allowed to keep it? So the Rambam Paskins, no, you're not allowed to keep it. Eina hefker. Kagonim, hishla kisel, rishis arabim. If I throw my wallet into the street, the Rambam says, v'halacha when I leave, hareze ibein mamona ladaito. Right, I lost my money right on purpose. Afalpikin asur lamotza lita la'atzma. You can't take it. The Rambam says, why? Because that's a hefker belev, and hefker belev doesn't work. That's the sheet of the Rambam. So the Achronim, I'll read it to you from the Torah Zeraim, Rav Parmanshik asks, why, but there are many Gemaras that seem to say hefker belev works. Like our Gemara is one of them. Right? You're mafker the Galalim. So how is that different than throwing your wallet into the street? So that doesn't work. That hefker belay doesn't work. Masha Anking, throwing, being mafka your galalim, it does work. So the Torah Zeraim quotes the Chazanish. Vahagon bal Chazanish tiretzli. The Chazanish told me. It's not just a shmua. He told me. Dibidin aveda midas, by a case of aveda midas, where I throw something into the street. Imneima de chashiv umdena de muchach vada chashiv hefker. So if you ever have a case of an umdena de muchach, we mentioned this in the past. When do we say the principle of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim? That's when something is not 100% clear. So you say, well, let's say I get married, and I say afterwards, oh, I had in mind that I only wanted to be married if it rains tomorrow. That's dvarim shebelev. That's not obvious. That's not an umdra demuchat. So of course it doesn't work. That's dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. But says the Torah Zeraim, if you have a case of umdana demuchach, so then hefker belev would work. The Rambam only says hefker belev does not work in a case by an umdana de lo muchach, in a case that is not 100% clear what you're doing. So you throw your wallet in the street, maybe your chazanish says it's still your wallet. Even though you're doing something silly and nonsensical, you know, but still it's your wallet. You didn't take out the money from it. So therefore it assumes the chazanish, and also he assumes that case is a davar sheish bo simin. It's your wallet. So even though you're throwing it in the street, maybe it'll be returned to you. That's not an umdana de muchach. But a case of Gilalim, he assumes that's who's keeping that? Who's keeping those items? So therefore, Hefker Belev would work in that case. You have to look at every case. The Chazanish quotes 3-4 cases. It would be an Umdana Demuchach or not. Good. That's on this little case of Afkure Mafkalahu. Weiter. Says the Gemara, V'dilma L'simanim Huda Asa. So back to the question of What is shor and seh coming to teach me? Maybe he's coming to teach me the halach of simanim. Dibaylan simanim daraisa odur abanan. And Kazav Rachmana said that filu b'simanim hadrina simanim daraisa. Maybe the seh is teaching me the halach of simanim daraisa. So Mar says no. Amri midiktani luhu tana l'simanim gabi simla. The Mishnah already says the word simla is teaching me that. You can't say that's set. Diktani ma simla miyuchadah sheish basimana viyishla tovin chayv lahakris. Al kadover sheish basimana viyishla tovin chayv lahakris. Shpamina the seh lavla simana muda asa. So it must be that seh is not coming to teach me simanim. It must be the word simla, and therefore seh is left out. We don't have an answer, and therefore we just leave it as a kasha. Period. Continue. Tana rabbanan. Asher tovad. Prat la aveda shein b'shem apruta. Rasha tovad mimenu. The pasuk says that's lost from a person. That so an aveda is only something that's worth a shem apruta. Less than a shem apruta is not really considered an aveda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer umitzasa. He learns it out from the word, and it is found. Prat la aveda shein b'shem apruta. So that excludes an aveda that also doesn't have a shem apruta. Mai binayu. What's the difference between these two limudim? Amar Abaya, two answers given. Answer number one, Mashmas Darshanikim Binayot. There's really no difference. There's a question of how you darshan the psukim. Marnafkale me asher tova to marnafkale me u mitzasa. One learns it out from that word. Well, the mind of nafkale me asher tova, but Gemara just now is wondering, what does each one do with the other pasuk? According to the one who learns that from Ashmi Asher Tovad, Hayu Mitzasa by Avalei, what does he use the word Umitzasa for? Humibai Leila Kidder Avnai. He learns it for Avnai's Halacha, to Amar Avnai, Umitzasa, to Asa Liyade Mashma. Umitzasa, according to Avnai, means even if it after it has come onto your hand. Right, Rashi says, of course, the Gemara at the end of Baba Kama, where the context of this Gemara was Avedas Akum, that you might have thought, according to Avnai. Avnai says that Avedas Akum just means you don't have to pick it up. But once you pick it up, you have to be matriach and return it. Kamashvalan Rav Nai holds that even after it comes into your hand, you don't have a chiv to be machrez and to return it. That's what he does with the pasuk of umetzasa. L'man danafkalei mei umetzasa hai asher tovan mai avilei. The one who says umetzasa, what does he do with asher tovan? Mibaylei lekid Rabbi Yochanan. He learns it for the din of Rabbi Yochanan. Dab Rabbi Yochanan mishum rishur mayachoy. Minayin lavid l'shashot tvanarshi mutaris. How do you know that an aveda that was lost at sea is mutter, as we had this before, shenemar, keita selachol avedas achicha asher tovan mimenu umetzasa. You have to return any lost item that was lost to him, the person, and it is found. Misha avuda heimenu umitsuya esa kaladam. You only have to return something that is lost to one person and found to everyone else. Yatzazuzusha avuda heimenu veinu mitsuya esa kaladam. Excluding something that is lost to him and not to anyone else. Remember the thought that we mentioned both from Rav Soloveitchik and from the Kuntres Shiurim. They both mentioned the same exact thought. What's the basis of this? Because you only have to return. You only could keep something. You're allowed to keep something that has a full shame aveda. If it's totally avud. And therefore, explain the Kuntres Shiurim. If something is lost to me, but not to you, that doesn't have a complete shame avud. Because it's still found to you. Therefore, you have a chiyav hashava. And therefore, you have to return it. Only something that's lost to me and to you, that is totally called a shame avud. When there's yeyush by the owner, that is mashlim, the shame avud. Right? That's how we explain the great line, the great deed that he had of klola de yeyush. It does not say in the Gemara, by little tzaron kiss. It's klola da aveda. Because yeyush doesn't do anything itself. Yesh just creates the shame avud, and once there's a shame avud, so then one doesn't have to return it. That's what we mentioned a couple of days ago. V'idach hadar Rav Nai minaleh. So the other one who uses the pasuk of a mutasa, how does he know Rav Nai's din? Nafgalei mei umitasa from the vav. V'idach hadar Rav Yochanan minaleh, and how does the other one know Rav Yochanan's din? Nafgalei mimenu from the word mimenu. V'idach mimenu lo mashvaleh. The other one doesn't use the word mimenu. So that is all number one. That there's really no machlokas between the manda amres of mutsasa and asher tovan. They're just darshan mashmas darshan, and there's no nafkamina between them. But Rabba Amar, there is an nafkamina between them. Pruta shehuzli kibinayu. Let's say somebody lost a pruta, and then it depreciates. Right? They give out new money, and therefore what was lost now is no longer worth a shavar pruta. When it was lost, it was worth a shavar pruta. So is there a mitzvah? So manda amar me asher tovad ika. Right, Meisher Tova, because when it was lost, Aveda, it was a Shavar Pruta. Mandamar Mei Umitzasa Laka. But when you found it, it's not with the Shavar Pruta, therefore there's no mitzvah. Says the Gemara, really? Would that work? Well, Mandamar Meisher Tova, Rabinu Mitzasa Valaka. Doesn't it still have to be a Shavar Pruta when you find it? You'll be so exclusive in your Limudim? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Opposite. Ela Pruta Shehukri Kivanayu. Maybe it's a Pruta that was not worth a pruta when it was lost, but it was worth a pruta. It was appreciated when it was found. So Gemara says again, "Manda amar umutasa ika umanda amar ashtova leka." Maybe that's the possibility. According, that's the machlokas. So the Gemara says, "Laman damru mitzaso abina shatoba deleka." The other man damru would also hold that when it was lost, it also has to be worth a shavah pruta. So what's the difference? So says the Gemara the following: Ela pruta. The Bach takes out the next word: shehuzla v'chazra v'hukra. It was worth a pruta. It depreciated, and then it went back up, and now it's at the moment of aveda and the moment of mitzia. It was worth a shavah pruta, but it went down in the middle. So that's the Ika Benahu. Manda Amar Asher Tovad Ika, according to the Manda Amar Asher Tovad, that's fine. And you, there would be a Chiyav of Hashavas Aveda. Manda Amar Mitzasa, we say no. Be'ina De'is Bashir Betzia, Mishas Aveda, Vachas Mitzia. He would hold it has to be worth a Pruta, Mitzchila Ba'atzof, and therefore there would not be a Halacha of Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda in this case. There is an interesting case that is discussed in the Machan Ephraim. Machan Ephraim in Hilchas Gzela and Simon Aleph, where he discusses, he brings it our Gemara, but he talks about the Isser of stealing, you know, there is an Isser of Gezela, even less than a Shava Pruta. There is no Chiyav HaShava less than a Shava Pruta. There's an Isser of Gezela even less than a Shava Pruta. But he says, why is that? Why, is, by less than a Shava Pruta, is there no Chiyav HaShava Saveda? Is there no Chiyav HaShava Gezela? Why? Because it was Mechila. Mechila. Like the Gemara says, why are B'nai Noah Chayiv even less than a Shava Pruta? Because they're not B'nai Mechila. They're not Mochel even the tiny amount. But, you know, we paskim, we're Yisrael, B'nai Rachmanim Heim, and therefore we're Mochel Lassan Hashem HaPruta. So says the Machan Ephraim, Ulefizem Esafkolam, what happens if somebody steals Lassan Hashem HaPruta and the owner never knows about it? So do we say that this, does the halacha mean this automatic mechila inherently in the halacha? Or do we say, no, Mistama, when he knows about it, he's going to be Mochel. So he has that question about Gzela, and he says, L'chora hayanira, he says it appears that you would not have to be machzir, even if he doesn't know about it. It doesn't have to do with literally mechila, but just inherently the halacha says there's an assumed mechila. And therefore, and he proves it from cases of Aveda, because the same principles that apply are the same principles that apply to Aveda and Gzela are both the same true, less than a Shavah Pruta, and therefore, he says, even if the person wouldn't know about it, he thinks the same halacha would apply. Okay, Iba Elohu. Next, Gemara. Simanim d'Araisa, o Simanim d'Rabanan. Are Simanim d'Araisa or d'Rabanan? So, for this, we just have to know the important Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Gezela says there are three types of Simanim. Three types of Simanim, as Rabbi Raymond was just referring to. So, Da, it is Yud Gimel Aleph. We should know. Sheshlosha mine simanim yesh. There are three types of simanim in life. Simanim, at least in Hilchos Aveda. Simanim muvhakin biyoser. There are clear-cut simanim. Kigo nekev yeshbo betzad os ploni v'chayose baseh. Like I go to a I say, you know, there's a hole next to that letter on your document. A simin muvak. That is not a discussion that we're about to have. That type of simin will for sure work, because that simin acts like edim. That's simanim muvhakim. Ve'elu simanim machzir aleim aveda dvar Torah l'divrei hakol v'hari hin ke'edim. That's for sure din d'araisa. That type of simin muvhak. Next that comes simanim chashuvin, as he called it. Other achronim call this simanim emtsa'iyim, middle type of simanim. Kegon midas erko, midas rachbo v'chein mishkalo. Its weight, its number, its size. Those are all middle types of simanim, and that is the discussion here in the Gemara, Simanim D'Araisa, Simanim D'Rabbanan. Do we trust those on a D'Araisa level or a D'Rabbanan level? We trust those by an Aveda. But D'Araisa or D'Rabbanan. And that's what Tosas was referring to before. Those Simanim might lead to Edim. That's what we might trust. But that's number two. And number three, Yish Simanim Geruin. There are bad Simanim, which is like Kagon. Sumke v'chivri, it's red or white. Anybody could have red or white items. Or it's he's short and long. Any of those were not machzir and aveda based on them. Kivan shalo amar midasa. Because you didn't give a specific measurement. So those are the three types of simanim. So the simanim that the Gemara is discussing now, or the simanim that rises in the Durabanan, according to Rov Rishonim, and the Magad Mishnah as well, and that is the middle type of simanim. Why would you say simanim lav d'araisa? Why would you say it? The guy comes, he says a pretty chash of simin. Why would you say it doesn't work on a d'araisa level? So that also we mentioned a couple of days ago, I'll just repeat it again, and that is, the Ksos has two possibilities, the simin reishon test, the stifler also mentions it, and that is, on the one hand, we might say, the guy's not lying, but it's just like you have a simin for this, maybe somebody else out there also lost the same exact thing. It's not a simin muvak biyoser. So there's not a chash b'shaker, we're just chosheish to someone else out there. A. Or B, maybe the opposite is no. Maybe you took a good guess. Maybe there really is a chash b'shaker. We really think you're lying. That's the chakir that the ksos has. The stipler assumes it's a little of both. Hebrew arise l'kan l'kan. Remember, we had a couple of days ago the chilik between a Talmud Chacham and an Amma Aretz regarding tfiyas eina. So the stipler says, why isn't there also a chilik like that regarding simanim? The fact that there isn't must be that this isn't an issue of achshas sheker, right? Because if it was achshas sheker, we would say that Sura Mir Abanan has a easier standard. So either way, the stipler assumes there's a little of both of this. Simanim d'oraisa, simanim d'rabbanan. There's one other thought, and then we will continue, and that is the Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal in Vayetze, uses this sugya to explain the simanim. Which simanim? Rachel and Leah. So what happens? The Torah tells us, Uva boker hi Leah. In the morning it was Leah. Well, it was Leah the night before too. You know what? Only in the morning it was Leah. What happened the night before? So says the Gur Aryeh. Abol balayla lo haiso Leah. Lefisha masro laha simanim. V'kaimalan simanim daraisa. We paskin simanim daraisa. The night before it was not Leah. V'havi simin mubak. Lefichach balayla hari yiracha le'inyin dina lismach alaf. Right, Yaakov had the halacha. Siman and Daraisa is Rachel. In the morning, he realized that this Anan Sadi, even though it's Keedim, all of a sudden it is not who he thought he was. So that's the Maharal and the Rashi. He brings him Siman and Daraisa over there. Okay, Vayter. Siman and Daraisa is Siman and Rabbanan. L'may nafkamina la'ahadure gerisha b'simanim. L'may nafkamina Siman and Daraisa d'Rabbanan to be machzir a get with simanim. Rashi says this means if a shliach lost a get, we could give it back to the shliach. If we say Siman Daraisa, you can give it back. We amrit darabanan. We say if it's only to darabanan, kiyavad darabanan takata b'mamona. Maybe only by dinim by mamonis do we say it can be returned. Avol beisur lo avad darabanan takata. But by isurim, the darabanan didn't make such a takana. The Mordechai points out that this is a chiddush, that even if you say Simanim Daraisa, we usually don't always compare mamon to isur. So as the Gemara says, mamonim isur lo yafinan. Or Isser Mamona lo yafinan. And yet here, the Gemara, the first Afkamina the Gemara quotes is, why Afkamina Siman Daraisa? Eishazish, Matar and Eishazish, that's a Chiddush. So the Mordechai here says, the Mordechai was killed in the 1200s, but his writing lives on. The Mordechai says, V'yishlomar hachi kamar, kivan sha'amra tor lahachzir mamal l'ruvim b'stimin, ava b'shiyish lachu shema shal shimon hu, imke nimsa da simanim uvhakim hein, v'imke b'suranami. Shahari Haim Kamo Adim. In other words, and this is how Rabbi Chanan explains to Mordechai, if we say Simanim Daraisa, you know what that means? That means Simanim have the status of Adim. Period. We trust Simanim. So that's not a din in Mamanis or Isser. That's a din of the Torah. There's an application to Mamanis, and there's an application to Isurim. But the din of Simanim Daraisa wouldn't mean that we trust the Simon, period. And the application, we were trusted by Aveda, we were trusted by Get. But that's it's not an issue of Mamon and Yisrael lo Yafinan. It's an idea of Simanim, which has applications to Isser and applications to Mamon. And that's why the Gemara here is not bothered by that question. Says the Gemara Tashba. Afa Simla Haisa Bechal Kal Eilu, as our Mishnah said, the Simla was included. Lama Yatsas Laka Shalau Alam Alacham, Asimla Miyuchad Sheish LaSimanim Yish LaTovin, Chayav LaHachriz. I'll call the Vashish Bola Simanim Yish LaTovin, Chayav LaHachriz. So our Mishnah quotes Simanim. Sounds like Simanim Daraisa. Our answer is Tana Tovin Yitzri Chalai. Really, Tovin is the ikker part of our Mishnah, meaning that the fact that there was no Yeyush, Simanim Kedei Nasla, Simanim is just thrown in there, Derech Agav, incidentally, but not that Simanim are really Daraisa. Tashma next try, Chamar B'Simani Ukaf, or the Braisa, Amar Aleph quoted, you could a Chamar could be returned based on the Simanim of the saddle. So again, Simanim, Se'ema B'Edei Ukaf. No, it means really you had Edim about the saddle. And one of the Achronim said, it doesn't mean you don't have to change the Gersa. It just means that, like Tosva says, if you bring Simanim, then Edim are going to come about the Ukaf. Tashma, another try. So that's the lost item will stay to you until your brother seeks it out. So of course you have to keep it until your brother seeks it out. Well, you can return it to him before he asks for it. El darshehu, but we darshin. No. What does it mean, did Rishenu? You have to seek out im ramayhu im eino ramay, whether he's telling the truth or not. That's what you have to seek out. Right? Which sounds like one of the ways of one of the understandings of the Ksos, meaning the issue of Ramai. So, my lab is Simanim. Isn't this with Simanim? That's how you seek out if he's a Ramai or not. Lo be'edim. Maybe it's with Edim as well. So, therefore, again, there's no Raya. Tashma.
By the way, the best Simanim that you say they're not discussion. And the best, those are
Simanim of Hakim are like Edim. Those are clearly Daraisa.
What is the makar for that?
What is the makar for that?
The Gemara can't find any makar. Right?
The Gemara is looking for the middle type of Simanim. What's the makar for that? That's maybe that's by Edim. It's Anan Sadi. Like, I don't know if you need a...
How do we know that? Okay.
Maybe it's a svara. That if you give a simon muvuk, so then it's like edim. Tashma, another try. Amy eden elah parts of hapanim machotim. Like words at the end of Misha, the end of Yivamis. Achman alaslan edim that come and say that they saw a man drowned, a man who is dead. They could be meyed only on the features of the face with the nose. Afal pishi simanim begufo bekelav. Even though there are simanim elsewhere on his body and on his clothing, that's not good enough to be matir an isha. Shema mina simanim la daraisa. So you see simanim are not daraisa. But it says you give simanim on his guf or on his kelim, it's not good enough. So the Gemara says, no, amri gufo da'arach v'gutz. You know why simanim on the guf aren't good enough? Because you just say he was a short guy or he was a tall guy. That's why it's not good enough. Because that would be, in the Magen Mishnah's terms, that's a simin garua. That's why it didn't work there. Kelov, and also by the clothing, the chayshinan l'sha'ela. By clothing, he's wearing his shirt, so maybe it's another guy's shirt. Maybe he borrowed the shirt the day before, so therefore that can't be a good simin for the person. Well, why don't we say chazaka person, what person's wearing is his? Says the Chacham Sofer, because there's cheskas eishes ish on the opposite side. So you can't just go by chazaka that davar shu shalom. So yichashin l'sheila chamor b'simani ukav hechem adrinan. If you're worried about borrowing, so every time you have many cases of aveda, why are you chosheish? You identify the saddle, so you return the donkey. Maybe the saddle was borrowed. So amri ukav lo sheuli inshi. No, lo sheuli inshi ifcha mishum de misachiv leila chamra. You don't borrow saddles because if the saddle doesn't fit perfectly for the animal, it's going to damage the animal. And therefore, people don't borrow saddles. Ibayisema, or another answer why kalim aren't good enough, not because we're choshesh for borrowing, but kalim b'chivrei b'sumki. Why? Because he said, oh, it's red or it's white. So again, that's a simin garua, and therefore it would not be good enough.
If you go back on the face of nose, in other words, if someone says
he no, the scar, face, because that's
his left arm.
No, but so the rest of the body is not good enough. Only with the nose, only with the face. Why? So another Behuda explains. The rest of the body, you just say an arm of this or that, so that would be that's not good enough because everybody has those parts of the body. But the Noda Behuda writes in the Tshuva that why is a person different? Because a person's face is made up of so many elements. Ha'olu pnei ha'adam hu murkav mikame evarim v'hu meshutaf mehametzach ve'enayim v'gabos enayim v'lochayayim v'svatayim v'santer v'al shem zeh nikra pnei ha'adam b'lashon rabim panim. What is it called? Panim, because there are many parts of the face. Hovu hu murka mikama chalakim. Im kein betzuras ha'adam, bekal yocho livchon betzvias ayin vechelke ha'panim shim nitzmadim yachan umatim im zeh em zeh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unbelievable that even though we all come from Adam HaRishon, you know, every single person in the world has a different face. Ein achadam ala chaveiro u bekal yocho la'ayin aroa livchon betzura letzura. Ma she'en kein beguf ha'adam she'en bo arkav es dvarim. But other parts of the body where you're not made up of different parts of the body. V'kol eivr va'eivr mi'agufu omi b'fnei atzmo. Bipshutav ve'ein bo tzmuno shonos kadei shiyeh b'chdei tfiyas ayin. That's why the rest of the body is not good enough, right? So it's only the face and not the rest of the body. Period. Let's just finish up. Elohad etanya matzu kasha b'kisso ba'arniki u'batabas. What about the case the brisa we had? If he finds a get, so a shliach who finds a get connected to his wallet, or ba'arniki u'batabas, or next to his ring, osha matzu ben kelim, or he found it amongst his kelim, if he was mamaruba kasher, even a long time later it's kosher, because what is this doing with his items? V'sakadav ha'chashin l'sheela, ki matzu kasher b'kisso ma'i kasher nechash l'sheela. If you're always worried about borrowing things, then in this case too, even if it's found next to his wallet, maybe he borrowed the wallet. So Amri kis v'arniki v'tabas lo mishalei inshi. People don't borrow these kinds of things. Kis v'arniki b'shem de mesamni. People don't give away their wallets or their purses because it's bad. It's bad. It's like you're giving away your mazel, Rashi says. And therefore, it's not people don't do that. V'tabas b'shem de bezayif. And a ring, because it was like your signet ring. People don't give that because people are going to forge signatures. So let me get tanoi. 1 minute. So let's say it's a machlokas tanon, this issue of simanim daraisa or not. In meidin al hashuma, v'lazer ben avai, or meidin al hashuma. Whether a person is, when we can be made about a person, if he has a wart, right? So is that good enough to identify a person? So my lab, hakim evliki, what's the machlokas about? Tanakav asavar simanim darabana, v'lazer ben avai, samar simanim daraisa. Maybe that's the goof of the machlokas. So Gemara says no. Amar Rava to Kuli Amas Simanim Daraisa. Really, everybody would agree Simanim Daraisa. V'ha'cha b'shumim mitzuyim v'megilo kamiflegi. The machlokas is: do we assume that people of your age, of your background, have warts? Marsav b'shumim mitzuyim v'megilo. Marsav b'shumim mitzuyim v'megilo. How common is it? That's what the machlokas is. Ibayisema or to Kuli Amas Shuna in Shuma in mitzuyim v'megilo or. Right, so you have to figure out whether that's machlokas metzias or everybody agrees what the percentages are. The question is, what is the halacha? That's what you have to say. And the other answer is maybe everybody agrees shuma is not metzias b'megilo, meaning there's not enough of a percentage. The question is, are we choshesh that this simon changed after the person died? Whether we're choshesh that things change. You say more, the third possibility, so things don't change. The machlokas is whether shuma is a simin muvak, and therefore it's beyond this discussion of simin daraisa or not. Period. A little bit more. Amar Rava, if the Salam Simanim lav daraisa hechem adrina avisa besimanim, if Simanim are lav daraisa, how do we ever return on an object then? Where's the Takana Durabanan? So Mar says as follows, the Nichale Lamotza Aveda, Dinadir Visimanim. No, it's Nicha. For the one who finds it, it's good for it's he's happy to give it back. So that when he loses something, so then he'll get it back with Simanim. So that's why he doesn't mind giving it back. What a person, I'm happy to give it back. I'm happy to do a mitzvah with something that's not mine. You have to explicate it a little more. The Gemara says you need it as follows. Start off with the Balaveda. The person who lost it is happy to get it back with Simanim. Why? Because made the Edim less like he knows there he doesn't have any specific Edim. And the whole world doesn't know my Simanim. And I'll take it therefore. Meaning both are going to be happy. The one who lost it and the one who finds it are going to say society functions well this way by giving it back with Simanim, because the next time it'll work for my benefit as well. Period. Let's stop here. Hashem, we'll continue. It's ni chalachev. So as long as it works both ways, we don't have the problem.
It's the same question as the Gemara that you're saying it's good for mamon chalachev.
Right. It's working both ways. Therefore, it's okay. It's mamon chalachev, but it's working both ways, so it's okay. Okay, we have a minion. Thank you.